The University of Oregon recently unveiled plans to completely renovate Hayward Field in preparation for the 2021 World Track and Field Championships. If the council had voted to designate the grandstands as historic, it would have had little effect on the UO's plans. That was a surprise to Councillor Betty Taylor, who questioned City Attorney Catherine Bretherton.
It doesn't make any difference what we do here. That's what you're saying. You're saying that the city could not deny a permit to demolish. Is that correct?
Correct.
So we're just sitting here talking.
Taylor said she supports historic designation, even if it's only symbolic, but she was the only one. If the council had voted for historic designation, it might have affected the timeline for construction at Hayward Field, which is supposed to start this summer. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.